Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors. Mhlanhla Sipula, Plowing Back by Laurel Williams. This episode is brought to you by Aspen Pharmacare in the interest of education, awareness, and support. Statements of fact and opinions expressed are those of the contributor and are not the opinion or position of Aspen Pharmacare. Mhlanhla Sipula tells her story of how breast cancer inspired her to start Resima Foundation so she could spread the hope. 53-year-old Mhlanhla Sipula lives in Pretoria, Gauteng, with her three sons. In June 2021, Mhlanhla and her sons were celebrating a birthday at a restaurant when she felt a lump in her left breast. She told her sons and assured them she would go to the GP on Monday. The GP referred her for a mammogram. "I admit I was one of the naughty ones. At 50 years old, I had never gone for a mammogram," Mhlanhla says. A biopsy was needed and it confirmed she had stage 2 hormone-positive breast cancer. "The results were delivered over the phone. I was with my sons, so I put the phone on speaker so we could all hear. We were all quiet for some time and then I cried. I never had cancer in my family, so fear overtook and I thought of my death. My sons only had me to take care of them, so that was a massive fear. The mother regrouped and started with the next steps. She was referred to an oncologist but wasn't happy with her. It felt like she put all the responsibility on me. She needed more information from my biopsy and told me to go back and get it. I explained to her that I've never even heard of cancer, so it would be best for her to request the info directly from them. Once the info was received, the receptionist phoned me and said a script will be sent to me. No explanation of what the script was for or the plan of treatment," Mhlanhla explains. Second opinion and treatment. Mhlanhla didn't even look at the script and started looking for a new doctor. She then found a breast specialist who helped her on a weekend and waived the consultation fee due to Mhlanhla not having medical aid. She asked if I had children and set up a Zoom meeting the following day so she could explain the treatment process to my sons. She calmed us and explained that I wasn't going to die as it was only stage 2 and a lazy cancer that's treatable. Mhlanhla was put on a hormone blocker injection, Leuprorelin, for her to go into menopause. I wasn't working at the time and I had to pay 4,500 rand for this injection. She was also prescribed tamoxifen, which she will be on for 5 years. The treatment would control her cancer as her cancer was hormone driven until she could afford surgery. For a year, she went for 3 monthly checkups. Thankfully, mid-2022, Mhlanhla found a job which offered medical aid so she could now have surgery. By this time, the tumour had shrunk. I was honest with the scheme, informing them I had breast cancer and needed surgery and radiation. Thankfully, there was no waiting period. In February of 2023, Mhlanhla had a lumpectomy as well as reconstruction to achieve symmetry. The injection would only be needed again if she started menstruating, and she continues taking tamoxifen. In April, radiation commenced with 17 sessions in total, and last year, September, Mhlanhla was told she was cancer-free. Biggest lessons learnt. When Mhlanhla started treatment, her eldest son moved back in with his mom and brothers to offer his support. "I consider myself a strong person, but sometimes this isn't a good thing, as it can be a misconception that I don't need help. In my son's minds, I had this under control, as I've always had things under control, but the truth is, I didn't. I learned that I needed to let people help me, even though I was so used to doing everything myself. Looking back now, I recognize that after surgery and radiation, I should have been resting instead of working." Mhlanhla also sees the favor she had. "For the past 15 years, I'd been self-employed. Then, when I was diagnosed, I decided to look for a job as I was under financial strain and now also had breast cancer. Within 3 months, I got a job and started in July 2022 and didn't have to serve probation or undergo a waiting period to start the medical aid. Then last year, I was retrenched. However, I still see it as a blessing as it served the purpose of me able to have surgery and radiation," she says. Starting Resima Foundation. Once Mhlanhla was diagnosed, she started a foundation in 2021 called Resima Foundation. Resima means plowing back. However, she only started full force last year, October, when she had fully recovered. The aim of the foundation is to educate, especially the black community, as what kills us is lack of knowledge. I mean, I only went for a mammogram at 50. It's not supposed to be like that. I was also lucky enough to get medical aid, but what about those people who can't afford it? Then, the second part is to give hope. To me, hope is giving back to people who can't afford life-changing treatment. Nonhlanhla did various radio station interviews promoting her foundation. A radio station even purchased a drawing her youngest son drew of the family. The money went into the foundation. She hired a mobile mammogram unit which was stationed at shopping malls. The response was overwhelming, and so many people contacted me to help them, the 53-year-old recalls. However, it was to be a 14-year-old deaf-mute girl from Rustenburg who had an open sore on her breast. Nonhlanhla arranged for the girl and her aunt to travel to Johannesburg for a biopsy, and then she underwent surgery for the benign fibroadenoma. All medical procedures were done free of charge by the medical team. My next goal is to get her back into school, as she stopped going 2 years ago due to the school saying she's sick. Even if she doesn't go to school, I want her to learn a skill with her hands, whether it be sewing, knitting, or anything to give her purpose. The support of my boys. I'm thankful to my friends and three boys for the support they've given me. The support from my boys is amazing. They even chose my outfit for this cover shoot, and I think their choice of outfit is beautiful. This episode is brought to you by Aspen Pharmacare in the interests of education, awareness, and support. Statements of fact and opinions expressed are those of the contributor and are not the opinion or position of Aspen Pharmacare.